The next item is item number eight. Item number nine. The Behavioral Health Services Medical Staff and Provider Network Credentialing Program and Governing Document.
Thank you. Good morning, Dr. Schneider.
Good morning, Chairperson, ladies and gentlemen. So what we've done is we've taken our current network credentialing plan. We've added to it what is the new Section 5, which creates the Medical Executive Committee of the future state and adds in the critical components we need from our old bylaws and aligns this with the current network credentialing plan with some updates, including some language changes related to BHS, adding an addendum of a high-level credentialing workflow, and updating the executive summary. So that this then takes over from the prior hospital-based medical staff organization and creates a holding a body with a medical executive committee to provide oversight clinically for both contracted and internal programs and activities, our crisis service, our ACT team, CCS, et cetera. It allows us to continue peer review protections for all of our internal documentation and reviews. And it also provides us a vehicle to be able to credential not only network providers, but also the treatment director designees, the physician designees at the mental health emergency center so that they're clearly delegated as extensions of the county department to do their activities under the detention procedure in Milwaukee County. I believe a copy of the redlined version is included and would take questions. This is an action item.
Thank you for that. Board members, do you have any questions for Dr. Schneider? Very well explained. Yeah. So this is listed as an action item. So we need an approval, a motion for approval from a board member.
So moved.
Thank you, Shirley. Do I hear a second?
A second.
Thank you, Ken. Those in favor, say aye.
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 Those opposed? Aye. Any abstentions? Further discussion? Jody.
The motion is approved.
Thank you.
You're welcome.